The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, and for today's podcast, I'm actually wearing a suit and tie because I'm joined by Sana Budd, BEM. And first of all, a huge congratulations.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
Empire Medal for services to netball and diversity. So I suppose when you got the email from the Cabinet Office, how did you react?
I was in complete shock. I still am. Even all these weeks later, I'm still in complete shock. I wasn't expecting it. It took me quite a while to sort of process what I was actually reading. And then I rang my mum and I said to her, Mum, are you sitting down? Like, you need to make sure you're sitting down for this. And she was in total shock too. And I also then rang my dad, who was also at work, and told him. And I think the three of us were just in utter shock. And to be honest, it still feels really surreal even now. And I'm beyond grateful to have received one, but it's still, I don't think it's really still sunk in yet.
Really special, obviously, not just messages from fans, but messages throughout the league as well, and just really celebrating that success.
Yeah, I've had so many messages from people in the netball community and wider, and I've had so many positive reactions as well from the South Asian community, and I've had so many messages from people as well who have been inspired by my journey and who have said that they want to get back into sport or start sport or even, you know, do some volunteering themselves. And that's really important to me, and that really makes me so happy.
You're the first person of Pakistani heritage to represent England as well in netball, and that constant work to encourage South Asian participation in sport obviously played a huge part of it.
Yeah, I love volunteering. I love seeing the kids have fun, and that's why I do it. Because being able to leave and know that you've left such a positive impact on them and their day, that's what it's all about. And I do what I do because I love it, and I will continue to do it. And I love seeing the fact that they want me to come back, whether I've done a training session or a Q&A or I've done some reading with them. I just love being able to see that they want me to come back. And if I do go back, sometimes, you know, you can still see the excitement when they see me back. They're like, oh, she's back. What are you going to do with us today? And I just do what I do because I love it. I love seeing the kids have fun. And that's what's most important to me.
I'd suggest perhaps that for South Asian families, they would consider the career after school perhaps more academic and not sport related. Is that something you'd agree with?
Yeah, I think generally the South Asian community are more academically minded, and that's definitely a perception I've tried to change over the years. I think for me, sport has helped me so much with my degree apprenticeship that I'm doing in digital and technology solutions. It helps build up so many of your skills from organization, teamwork, communication, and it's helped me to be able to build relationships in the workplace. And that was kind of why I actually co-authored Aisha's Netball with my mum, because I wanted it to be able to encourage families to have conversations about sport and also about inclusion. But I wanted them to be able to discuss sport and actually be able to see sport beyond kind of their children's regular PE lessons and school lessons.
And we've already spoken about Aisha's Netball in the past, so good time to refresh. What kind of an impact has it had since you published it?
It's had an amazing impact. At the time when we published it, we had such a positive response from so many different communities and so many different people. And actually, when I held my own netball inclusion event at the Copper Box Arena earlier in 2022, I actually had one of the girls who came. She came up to me and said that she came to my event because her mum had bought her Aisha's Netball. Wow. And she had wanted to come to this event because she'd read the book. And that's what I want. Is even if it helps inspire one person or 10 people, that doesn't matter, as long as it can help someone. And that was kind of proof that it has.
you're allowed a free plug because you're a BEM. Go.
You can buy a hard copy version through my website or the ebook version via Amazon.
I think one of the nice things as well is as soon as you were awarded that BEM, you changed your Twitter handle. And even then, I just get the sense that it was a really special moment, one of those key moments.
It definitely is. I think it's probably one of the craziest yet most amazing things that I think I will ever experience in my life. And I am beyond grateful for everything, from the support I've had from people over the years to be able to continue doing what I love doing, and the support from my parents as well, and just to be able to continue doing what I do. I'm just, I'm beyond grateful.
Has it opened doors already? Are people already getting in touch with more ideas?
Yeah. I've had lots and lots of messages from people who want to hear my story, people who want to just, have a chat, and hopefully it will open up more opportunities for me to do some more volunteering as well. And that's what I'm looking forward to now.
Season ahead at Mavs, and a really great club just to be a part of.
Yeah, it's been really amazing. We're kind of getting into the mid-season now, where we're going to have a lot of games at the weekends. The whole vibe and environment is just amazing. This year especially, we are so close as a squad, and I think we all just support each other so much. And the coaches as well, we were just kind of like, we're literally like one kind of, we're a family really, and we support each other as well through everything. And I'm just really looking forward to continuing on.
I will end this interview with a bow. The only other person I've done that to is Shani Layton, so take note.
Thank you so much.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.